When it's 5:17 South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha, my beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our beloved, wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Yes, it's the 12th of Safar, 14:45. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27847863132. Ustad, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. Welcome to the Q&A program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Safar, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, and verses number 63 and 64. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, قَالَ الَّذِينَ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ, that those people against whom the speech has been made, meaning the verdict has been passed, that they will enter the hellfire and Jahannam. So they will say, Rabbana. So this guilty people will say, Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, it means, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, Ha ula illadina agwena, that these are the people that we led astray. So these were the leaders. They will say that yes, we are the people were the leaders, and we led these other people astray. Agwenahum kama agwena, we led them astray as we ourselves were astray. Now imagine in today's world, how many people are taking other people as their leaders, but the leaders themselves are corrupted and corroded and polluted and tainted. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the noble Quran. وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that we followed our leaders and we followed our elders, but they were the one who led us astray. رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ دُعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. O Almighty Allah, these leaders, so-called leaders, you must punish them twice the amount, because their crimes are twice also, two times, double crime. One is they are astray, and one is they led others astray. So وَلْعَنُهُمْ لَعَنًا كَبِيرًا. And O Almighty Allah, curse them with the biggest and greatest curses. Surah 33, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 67 and 68. Watch out who you are following. Don't have herd mentality, no Pied Piper mentality in Islam. We must follow the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Follow Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Follow the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And follow the Awliyaullah and the four schools. Then inshaAllah we will find success in this world and in the year after. Otherwise you will find you yourself will be astray and lead others astray. Say Allah forbid. Now on the day of Qiyamah and day of justice, they'll be saying, Tabarra'na ilayk, we disassociate ourselves from them. Now we are announcing to you and telling you. So it's like a person after the referee has blown the final whistle, now they go and score the goals. So what does that mean? It means nothing. So tabarra'na ilayk. So now we have disassociated and we have detached ourselves from them. We're telling you, ya Almighty Allah knows everything. Ma kanu iyana ya'budun. That these people, yeah, they should not worship us. So they weren't worshipping you, but they were following you. And you yourself were corrupted, and you yourself were already people that you were polluted, and you were already compromised. So today, how many leaders are compromised? They are the ones who close the masjid, they are the ones who can't say the Shias are kuffar, and 100 examples we can give of this. We see in the world politically people got the herd mentality, just follow the democratic leaders. And South Africa now has wished the Zimbabwean government well and said it was a very good election. Can you believe that? So we just chuckle when you speak. You see, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. When one impure, then the other one impure, then they both incline to one another. وَقِيلَ دُؤُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. So it will be told and call all these people who are worshipping idols, worshipping deities, one creation worshipping another creation. It will be told to them, call all your partners and associates who you assumed and believe that they are the partners of Allah, Allah forbid. They are the intermediaries and they can influence decision. So call them. Remember, nothing happens with the degrees of people. Everything happens with a decree of Almighty Allah. For the Ohum, hence they will call them, that you idol, help us, do this. So after they call them, فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ, hence those idols, those deities, those demigods, semigods, hence will never respond to them, and they cannot respond, they can't help themselves when a fly or any other bird or animal urinates, defecates on them. How are they going to help you? وَرَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ. And now they will see the punishment of Jahannam, the hellfire. They are sane, they are mature, and supposed to be academics and intellectual, but remember, they're still worshipping idols in the 21st century. So we should be thinking properly. Tomorrow death will come, then what? Law annahum kanu yahtadun. If only that they would follow the correct guidance, that you worship Almighty Allah alone. He is not the father of anyone, not the father of Jesus or anybody else, and he is not the son and the daughter of anybody. He doesn't have any partners, he doesn't have any associates. He is one alone and unique. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal to him, no one on par with him. Chapter 112 of the Noble Quran, the third, the last chapter of the Noble Quran. That is the oneness, the uniqueness, the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. That time it will be too late. So always watch out who we are following. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us go around the world, and then we see with the local, national, international news, views and interviews. Heathrow Airport, big problems there. They're supposed to be a first world country, but since Sunak came, the things are going a bit hazy and things are going a bit pear-shaped. So now hundreds and hundreds of flights are already delayed and cancelled, thousands of passengers stranded and so forth. And remember, the British Airways is telling people, don't go to Heathrow. And the government is telling people, don't go, because remember, they they had a glitch in their system. I thought only we have glitches. You guys are supposed to be the first world, you know. But Almighty Allah shows us, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being is created weak, and all your systems also are weak. So big problems. You got families coming from Heathrow, from London, and so forth. You know they got 2-3 famous airports there, Heathrow and Gatwick and what, but all those problems seem to be there at Heathrow. So we've been there several times and so forth. I wasn't impressed at all. I saw much smarter airports, but be that as it may. Then we go to Colombia. There also we went there. Another crazy country with the drugs and so forth. So thousands of people are marching and striking and protesting in different cities in Colombia because of the petrol price hike. Every month they're increasing it. Does that not resonate with us in South Africa? September, you're going to have a major hike again in your petrol and so forth and so on. So you know why? Because the corruption is right there on top. And that is how they milk the country. And the South Africans, you know how we are. We just say, Lungile. It's okay, what can we do now? Trump, they got him big problem. 4th of March, you see, is the trial date that is set for him, and that is Monday. And then Tuesday, in American politics, they call Super Tuesday, because that's the time major cities have their primaries and so forth. 91 charges against him, Donald Trump, and he says he is going to appeal. 14 people killed in Congo, and this happened in a church, remember this. It had nothing to do with the Muslims. It's all their ethnic violence and so forth. Very, very sad. Right in the church, people are getting killed and so forth. Now listen to the story of the Israelis, Ahramis. So there's an airport called Ben Gurion Airport. He was a super terrorist, and he must remember 100% Zionist, Ben Gurion. So one guy came in and he brought 34 exotic birds, you see. He thought he will smuggle it in and he will hide it in his luggage and so forth. And they managed to catch him. And the birds, $74,000 these birds were worth, because the exotic birds. And remember, this happened there in Israel. A comical story, if you ask me. Saudi Arabia is going to pay their coach, their new coach for the soccer team, national team, when you just, you know, work it out with the exchange rate. So per year, per annum, more than 500 million rand per year, and yet they're a third-class team, a hopeless team, useless. One day I was traveling there in Jordan and going to Palestine, or from Palestine to Jordan. And this was many years ago. And Germany hit Saudi Arabia 8-0 in the World Cup. So they had a heading there, I'll never forget. The V8 overruns the camels, you see. V8 meaning German V8, and overruns the camels. So that is Saudi Arabia 0. They can bring the biggest coach, everything, you still remain hopeless and useless. So remember Libya, they fired the foreign minister. Very good they did. Why did Harami went to meet another Harami? They say on her own she went to go meet, and that Israeli foreign minister met her. So very good, they fired her. Any person keep contact with the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, you must fire them. Very good we are. So now in America, listen to this statistic. 77% of the Americans say Biden is too old and must not be taking part in participating in next year's elections. He's old, he's cold, he's tired, he's retired, he should be wearing nappies and suffering from amnesia and so forth. But you know, when they got Bostik under their posterior and they want to collect money, so we hope some sanity prevails there. So Biden is going to ask Congress to fund the COVID, you know, another vaccine story. So another plandemic, another scamdemic coming to you from America. And oh, Foxy, you remember Foxy? I told you that guy is a crooked guy. So the big doctor he was. You look at his face also, it looks like small Dajjal, the enemy of Islam and humanity. India is going to buy so much coal from Russia, they will become the biggest people and clients to buy coal from Russia. The Thais are not getting coal there, they're getting very warm between Russia and India, and America cannot do much about it. So remember, in Bibi's government, so much racism, so much, remember, injustice. They separate the mother and children and so forth. Therefore, the Haaretz carried a newspaper article in the editorial, you must unite the mother and the children. Obviously, we're speaking of Palestinians there. But these are haramis, they're not human beings, they're subhuman. Gideon Levy wrote that these settlers are subhuman. You know, to call them human beings is an insult. So Hassan Nasrullah of Hezbollah, Hezbo Shaitan, Shias, the Kufar, so he warns Israel, if you think you're going to carry out assassinations here in Lebanon, Beirut, dance all the proper dance, then you will face the consequences. So Israel knows that they can be hit by Hezbollah, Hezbo Shaitan, by Hamas, by Jihad Islami, and if Syria comes in and with Russia, so then it will be very interesting to see what happens. This now imagine, you jutlas, you haramis, listen carefully. The jutlas are going to another minister, defense minister, and telling him, the Jews are going to their defense minister and saying, please, please save us from Bibi, save us from Benjamin Netanyahu, that is destroying us, destroying Israel, and destroying everything. Because you know why? He doesn't want to go to jail, but he will go one day, inshallah. If in this world he doesn't go, then in the year after, definitely he will go. Listen to this. This is in the Haaretz newspaper. Ben-Gvir and Smotrich, both donkeys, right? So Ben-Gvir is 100% terrorist according to Israeli law. And Smotrich is a war criminal according to the Haaretz newspaper. So these two donkeys who are ministers there are anti-Semites on steroids. Can you believe that article written there in the Haaretz? I repeat, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich are anti-Semites, meaning against Israel, and they are on steroids. Israeli policeman rapes a woman who called for help. I told you, these guys, they can't look after their rifles. Israeli Jutli or Jewish lady, Jewess, some problem, she called the police, the policeman came and raped her. They can't look after their rifles, you know. Just go to your phone now and Google and write there, Katzev, president of Israel, what he was doing. Same thing. So he had to go to jail for rape, and you must remember sexual assault and so forth. So their brains are in their rifles, you must remember that. And America, your Florida hurricane is coming. Cuba already impacted, thousands of people evacuated. Tuesday night, Wednesday, it will make a landing there in Florida, and you, the people, must be ready. And when that hurricane comes, then maybe with the winds and the rain, then you'll have to leave home, and we have no sympathy for you. You know, I speak straight, and you know what you did to our people in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Syria, and Libya. So according to me, you deserve it. Remember, so there's no sympathy coming from our side. Listen to this story here. So there's a plane that takes off from Cairo. It lands here in Lusaka, and now nobody wants to own up that who it belongs to. So what did the police find there? They found between $5 and $6 million US dollars. They found counterfeit gold. They found so many things. So 6 Egyptians and 5 Zambians are in court, and they have to answer how all this happened, and how did they evade them there in Cairo, and they landed here in Zambia, and nearly said Kaunda. He was the primary president there. Iran, there's a singer, and that singer is singing one way, but maybe the last time he will sing. He told the women, take off your hijab, take off your scarf, take off this, don't worry. So they found out who he was, and they arrested him. So remember, there's big problems. You know why there's big problem, you kuffar, Shias, and supporters, and votaries? Because when they murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Nawasa, the beloved grandson of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar, Shia. is written in their book. Al-Irshad is the book's name. The author is Sheikh Mufid, Pakka Shia author. So he writes in his book, Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam da'a ala shiatihi, that he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who cursed the Shias. The word Shia is mentioned there. In the ending, when he cursed them and made dua against them before his martyrdom, he said, Wala tarudal wulatu anhum abada, never let the rulers be happy with them, and never let the people be happy with the rulers. You can see Iran, total mess up, you must remember that. As far as the public goes, when I was there in 2013, for one US dollar, 33,000 Iranian rial. If you go there today, you will receive for one US dollar more than 42,000, you must remember, Iranian rial. Total mess there is, and so forth. Today, inshallah, Aziz Mona Zaid, we hope he comes, we pray, and Allah give him complete shifa. Then Mufti Hamza Farooqi and Mona Zaid interview between 8:30 and 9. Between 11 and 12, there will be, inshallah, bliss of marriage. Between 1 and 2, the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah, Aziz.
I've got a brother from Actonville, Ustad. He says that yesterday on the news bulletin, I heard them saying that suicide and depression are on the increase in Afghanistan, and listed the oppression against women so as to say that's the reason. Mufti Sahab, your comment, please, Ustad.
Remember, brother from Actonville, Benoni, I schooled there in the early 70s in William Hills, you know. So anyway, that's history. Let's carry on with the geography. So when you look at the true news, so you know Taliban gave the Americans a whooping and a thrashing they will never ever forget. Not only for America, there were 48 countries coalition. 20 years they stayed there, and what they did, they couldn't even sort out the poppy seed and the drugs and so forth. And now you come to Afghanistan. Afghanistan's, you must remember, economy is stronger than Pakistan's economy, is stronger than Argentina's economy. So many countries, you must remember that, and they're only in power now 2 years. Regarding their drugs and all that, they brought it down to 0 to 1% and so forth. So let's say that there are some people who committed suicide. Let us say there is poverty and so forth. So if you go to America, how many people are committing suicide? How many people are begging? How many people are in drugs? Go there to Pennsylvania or wherever else and go and see. So, or Philadelphia, one of these places which starts with a P, and go and see that maybe about 70-80% of the people are taking the one drug. And you must remember, they look like proper zombies. They walk and then they fall and they stumble and so forth. So if you want to compare, you must remember that the security of Afghanistan is much better than that of America. And if you look at the drug scene, then you are better off in Afghanistan compared to America and Europe and all these countries. So their hatred is such because our Taliban gave the British a hiding, not once, not twice, but thrice. They made it the graveyard for the British soldiers. When the Red Army came from Russia, they made them stay there for 10 years and 11 years almost. And then remember that the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Then Russia, then America came. America always cowards. They can't come alone. So they got all their chumchas and sidekicks, 47 countries, 48 in total. And Taliban said, come. Without one helicopter, we will give you such a thrashing. And lo and behold, they humiliated, disgraced them. Biden, in his nappies, had to call them all out. And today, Taliban got F-16s, and they got everything free of charge. So you must look at the greatness of the Taliban. And you must remember, don't fall for the Western media. They will always give you slanted news.
I've got a brother, Ryan. He says, AK, is revenge murder allowed in your religion? As this government is totally for crime. Ryan Ustad.
My brother Ryan, we have to rephrase your question. Islam does not speak of revenge. Islam speaks about justice. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى. Oh, you who believe, eh, iman walo, this phrase is used 89 times in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah has prescribed upon you, the Muslims and the rulers, al-qisas. I don't think that you know Arabic, my brother Ryan, but be that as it may, that al-qisas means al-mumathala. So there must be law of justice, there must be equity, there must be all that. And then when homicide takes place, premeditated murder takes place, now look at that soccer player. From 2014 the man died, and now till 2023, this one, a real joke it is, our justice system, not worth the paper on which is written and so forth. And then remember that people, that lady, Baba Kita, whatever, the Hindu lady. And, you know, you feel so sorry for her family. A premeditated murder, she blew the whistle and so forth. And now they'll have appeal, and that's what does. And Islam says, if the person, that Ackerman, he committed so many crimes and so forth, more than 70. So Islam says, where the person confesses to his premeditated murder and homicide, or we have witnesses there, credible witnesses, then remember, and there's no doubt, then remember that we will give the family 5 options. One, they can have a life or a life, and they can put him away. Second one, they can say and request and demand, they want, you must remember, blood money, dia, 100 camels or the value thereof. Third one will be sulah. Sulah will be, okay, you the murderer, they're the criminal, give us your house, give us your car, your shop, and so forth. You call that sulah, we come to a mutual amicable agreement. Fourth one, they, the heirs of the victim, meaning the person who died, if they want, they can forgive the perpetrator, so all that they can do. And fifth one, they say, we're leaving everything for the day of justice. I'm asking you, Ryan, you show me in any part of the world a better system than the Islamic system regarding murder and homicide. So go and read chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verses 178, 179. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتِ. That when you have qisas, it is for your benefit, and there'll be more people living. Remember that. You ya ulul albab, O people of intelligence, la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you abstain and refrain from all these crimes. So why will the South African government not do so? Because they say under apartheid it was abused and so forth. So therefore, second reason, if you have the death penalty, who's going to get the death penalty? First of all, you'll have to deal with the politicians. So if the law suits them, fine. So you must remember this type of thing. In your South Africa of today, for who you voted, Ryan, you must remember in 94 or in 99 or whenever, so you must remember that the criminals have more rights than me and you. So that is the thing, that when you speak of human rights and you detach yourself from divine rights, so then is a recipe for disaster. If any person asks you, which country has the most murder where there's no war going on? It's South Africa. You have official that more than 80 people, remember, killed daily, murdered daily. And you have more than 50 rapes. This is official. What about the unofficial? So think about that, Ryan, properly. Islam is not for revenge. Islam is for justice, my brother.
I see the Hebrew brother says, till now you have accused us of killing Abu Akle. But let's be realistic, AK. Till now, you don't have the name of the killer or sniper. Have your news and views in order, Ustad.
You all are murderers. You must remember the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, know exactly who murdered Shirin Abu Akila, and they said case closed. So you are the people who are concealing it. The whole world saw how you murdered her, what you did on the occasion of her funeral and so forth. Hang your heads in shame. You jutla harami, your brains is in your rifle also.
I've got Arthur Ustad. He says, why doesn't Europe and the USA do something about apartheid Israel? Ustad, Arthur.
You see there, Jutla, this Arthur is a Jew. So you must remember that. You know why? Because money speaks all languages. So you must remember, you have the banks, you have the media, you have the politicians, and many of them are Jews and Zionists and so forth. You heard what Biden said when he went to Israel and Lapid was the prime minister. He said, I'm a Zionist. It's not necessary you must be a Jew to be a Zionist, but I am a Zionist. So Zionism means that. You must remember, you can steal, you can invade, you can go and take the farms and the land and the water of the Palestinians. All that, it means that. You must remember this. You ask Sunak, you must remember that he was not voted. He came in by default. So what are you saying? He will say 100% Israel is right. You must remember that. So everywhere it's money that speaks and so forth. And you must remember the Zionist movement, they made sure they will control the banks, they will control the media, most of it, not all of it, and therefore, but we small chewing gums, we will expose them, nail them, and shame them, and we quote always from their own sources. But you will still get idiots like he, Hebrew brother, Jutla, curse brother you are. So you must remember that, you must remember that. They were blind, you know, they took, you must remember, a booster and a rooster, front and back, so their brains are missing, remember that.
Sister Tiffany says, to Mr. Anderson and AK, please answer, as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, how would you react if other religions knock on your door and preach? Would you consider what they preach? To Mr. Anderson and AK, we'll start.
So you must remember, that's where you got it wrong, my sister Tiffany. You see that, you must remember what has happened is this. They come and they knock at our doors. And I'll give you one incident just now. But we are teaching you on air. And we show you that, you know, you must think. If I ask you a question, do you really think your idol or you must remember your deity will help you on the day of justice? So we're stimulating your mind and your thought process. Then you say, but these guys are speaking the truth. There's no Bible. Everyone got their own story. We got so many different versions of the Bible and the Torah that even the virgins are confused. So these are irrefutable facts. Nobody can deny it, you must remember. So we are inviting humanity, and then they make the decision. I don't go to their door, but I convey the message of the messengers. One day when I was in Newcastle, you know, I was there from 81 January to 2001. It was a Sunday, and maybe around, you understand, 88 or 90, 92, I can't remember, but around there. So a person came, a male and a female, they knocked on my door, and then I opened. So I said, yes, he said, they were carrying a Bible, you know. So they said, we are from the Jehovah's Witness or what have you, we want to discuss justice. I said, welcome, come sit. I put them in the lounge. I said, 1 minute, I'm coming now. So I brought my Bible and I said, let's start discussing. So they got the shock of their life. You see, we put them on the back foot. So I told them, you're discussing justice. Before you start, let me ask you one question. You, are you brother, sister, you're married? They said, no. I said that Christianity allows this, the two of you roaming around everywhere, and you want to come teach justice when you yourself are not married. So then already the colors start changing. I say, can you discuss justice? So I open the Bible. You must always remember this, you Muslims. Sheikh Ahmad Dida taught us this. So you must go there to Ezekiel. Just look for Ezekiel in the Bible, and then the subchapter, two adulterous sisters. I said, you want justice? I'm reading for you. So I read about the two adulterous sisters, which the South African Census Board under apartheid said was pornography, and then Ahmad Dida, rahimahullah, Sheikh Ahmad Didat went to Sunday Tribune and told them, this is what the Census Board are saying is pornography. So the question we have to ask, that is the Bible pornography or not? You know what happened in Utah, in America, and so forth. They removed it from certain libraries and schools. So anyway, they said, okay, we're in a hurry, we're going. I said, you don't come again to my house unless you are married. You must remember, you are busy with one another, bonking away and doing, and come tell me that you are doing justice, you haramis. So that is what they do. You must remember that.
Well said, Ustad. One more question, Ustad, before I leave you. Mandla, Central Durban, he says, AK, why did Nelson Mandela not keep the old South African flag when it was such a cool looking flag. Mangla, Ustad.
Mangla, don't be such a naive guy. Don't you know the apartheid flag is a symbol of oppression, injustice, inhumanity, and so forth? So that was one thing, right? You must get rid of it. Or were you like that you must be called K? You think we used to like it when the Boorer goes come, hey, Kuli, so Khanna de Kuli Dorp to go there to your Indian township. Hey, Kuli, bring the three who Kuli cook. You understood? Bring one samosa there. So obviously these are all symbols of apartheid and so forth. So these kind of things, you must get rid of it. Otherwise you're going to keep on reminding people about the injustices and inhumanity and so forth. I'm surprised that you are asking such a question, Mandla. Unless you also now realizing that the ANC sold you out and you're thinking maybe the National Party were doing better. Both of them corrupted, but the one is more corrupted than the other. I don't know, Mandla, but it's a very strange question from your side. May Allah guide us always to the truth and to justice. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.